And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, first off, congratulations on the win. I know it's always exciting and enjoyable when you get that first one under your belt.
Yep, it was a good win for the boys. They played well, made a lot of improvements, but still we see some things where we got to get better, and they're committed to doing that.
I was looking at the drive chart after the game, and I don't know if I've seen one quite like it. 8 possessions, 3 touchdowns, 5 turnovers. Did you feel like you aged a little bit during the course of the game?
Yeah, that was tough. Tough on them. You know, we're fortunate, really, to get out of there with the win with 5 turnovers. That doesn't happen very often. You know, those are all things we can clean up ourselves and take care of, and I think we will. I think the kids will learn from those turnovers, and sometimes turnovers just happen. Sometimes you get hit just right, and it's just unfortunate. But to have 5 in one game and still win, that's pretty fortunate that we got the W.
And I would think, Carly, that you had to be pleased with the poise of your team when all of that is happening, to battle through that adversity and still stay poised and pick up the win. I'm sure you were impressed by that.
Yeah, the kids kept that. I mean, I thought our kids played really well for having as many new starters as we have. I just think they just keep growing and getting better, and they keep their heads and they don't get down on each other, and they've been pretty positive about it. So, and that's really important when you have a turnover, that you don't hang your head, and the kids just, we just told them, make up for it, do something to help your team, and they did that.
I know that when we visited with you last week, you talked about wanting to see some improvement in the passing game. You guys certainly got that last week. You made some big plays happen in the passing game and really were pretty efficient in it. Were you pleased with that part of the game from last week?
Yeah, I was second half, really. I mean, first half we just didn't make a few right reads, which happens. Just didn't see it now, but And Eli's really getting better. He's starting to understand where he's supposed to look first and then second. And you know, we practiced on that practice, and I think he's starting to see it. And we had a couple opportunities there in the first half where we had guys wide open, or we had a guy that ran the wrong route, and that happens to it. But we're cleaning that up throwing a lot at them still, so to get better, and I think they'll keep getting better at what they do.
When you think about the running game, I know that a lot of it, you know, is established, obviously, with the guys up front, but also in your system, Carly, with the fullback and Connor Wells. Man, what a game. 35 carries, I'm looking at 159 yards. You had to be pleased with the aggressiveness, I thought, that was within your running game, which I know you like.
Yep. Yeah, I thought the offensive line did really well, and I thought Connor probably ran as tough as I've seen him run in the last 2 years. He really hit the hole aggressively and got those extra yards, and sometimes he got hit at the line of scrimmage, and he was still able to get 3 to 4 yards. So I felt like our running game's really coming along. Eli keeps progressing on the option. I thought Reynolds did a better job running the ball, and I think he'll just get better. He's starting to see things better. And I think it's just, you know, Nathan's never played running back in his life, and that's just a growth thing, that he's going to start seeing the holes and where he should cut and what he should do. And that's just going to come as he matures in that position. And same as Bryce Chaplin, he keeps getting better too each week.
Defensively, Carly, I don't think that you allowed a first down in the first half. Now, I'm sure Ogallala made some adjustments. They moved the ball better in the second half. But overall, your thoughts on the defense from a week ago?
I thought our defense played really well. We flew to the ball a little bit better. We did that. We still could be a little more aggressive. Our corners could. But I thought our corners made some plays on some balls, and that was a concern of ours where we needed to get better. Our defensive line chasing plays, and I think they got better there too. And I think they only had 9 offensive plays in the first half. Mm-hmm. So our defense really did a good job.
Let's talk about your opponent this week. You go on the road to take on McCook. Just talk about your preparation for them and what are the things that Bo needs to do to be successful.
You know, really, they're really a heavy run team. I think they're like 76-24% run pass. We got to control the line of scrimmage. I mean, both sides of the ball, really, for us to be successful defensively. And then we got to get guys, several guys to the ball, whoever's carrying it. They have a couple backs that are shifty that merely make kids miss. So we got to have good pursuit, take good angles, and we got to wrap up when we're there. And then we got to have everybody clean up. Offensively, we just got to know our blocking scheme, pick up any blitzes that come, adjust to what they're going to do to stop our running game. I'm sure they're going to make some adjustments, and then we just got to recognize it. And we threw a lot at them this week on our blocking schemes and terminology calls, so they just really got to listen and communicate.
Well, we appreciate the time that you always give us, Carly, each and every week, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Appreciate it. Thanks for all your coverage.
That's Coach Carly Wells joining us on our pregame show.